After rampant media reports of sexual encounters during the 2012 London Olympics, many are wondering if it's still game on during this year's Sochi event. We talked to Michael Bloom, president of the Pasadena Recovery Center, on why Olympic Village is the ideal place for the athletic elite to unwind.
They're young and they're unsupervised, just like kid in a candy store type of thing, and what their hormones are raging, so it makes sense.
Former Olympian medalist Margot Farrell shared her experience during the 2012 Summer Games.
You know, you are putting a bunch of people from the ages of 16 to 35, all, you know, in a village, and they've been working their entire lives for this opportunity, and then there's celebrations that happen afterwards, so who knows?
Olympic officials are well aware of the aphrodisiac effect of the Olympics. They ordered 100,000 condoms to be on hand.
For France, you could go to the team doctor. They had them in the doctor's office. Or if you went to any of the medical facilities, they kind of had baskets sitting out and things like that. But it was not like people were, you know, handing them out like confetti and people were out fornicating on the lawns.
Turns out that during the 2000 Sydney Games, a reported 70,000 condoms were just not enough. Christina Savon, Annenberg Radio News.